You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Any other announcements? Now we'll go to the scripture reading. It's in Acts today, chapter 13, verses 6 through 12. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Eliamus, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also was called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. And Father God, we just ask for your blessing on this, the reading of your holy word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake. Amen.
Well, weather's getting a bit cool. We're seeing some birds coming around our place now, looking hungry. So we are making sure there's all sorts of seed out there. Some black oil sunflower seed for our cardinals, and they're coming in. And we're seeing a few of these blue jays coming around too. They're pretty big birds, aren't they? We've left a little bit of corn out, and I've noticed that they will eat the corn, and they seem to enjoy that. And so we're enjoying the birds coming up, and the weather, of course, has been extremely cold at OU. I mean, there's been times there, man, we've come out of the building, our physical science building is usually kept warm. Not always, sometimes things go wrong, but usually they're warm, and man, you go out those front doors into the wind, wham! They say that Chicago is the windy city, but I think Oklahoma is the windy state, isn't it? It's pretty windy. But beautiful at times, even in the winter time, with the nice blue skies. And we love that. We just absolutely love that. And we talked to our relatives in New Zealand just recently, and they're supposed to be in the summer, and they're, I think just now they're starting to get some nice weather. But in New Zealand, it's inclement there. You never know what's going to go on with the weather. But, thank God that we've got the seasons, and we're looking forward to the real spring coming in soon. That's going to be nice. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank Thee for today. We ask that as we open the Scriptures, You would enlighten our minds, that we could understand and edify us, use us as we walk through this life. We thank Thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, we're in Proverbs chapter 19. And if you look at chapter 19, it's kind of interesting, because what you basically get here is from verses 1 down to 19, you get one block, and then you get another block from 20 to 29, which is different. And the 20 to 29 basically relates to the king's son and Solomon going on here. And the address changes, my son, you'll find that in there. But throughout the whole of this chapter, you get reference to personal character. And it's really interesting to see. Last time we showed that we talked, that is, it's been a bit of time since I've been in the pulpit, but we saw some really interesting things about personal virtues in chapter 18, and we're into chapter 19, which is about personal character. And I won't go through the previous time we've talked, but there is some interesting things that happen in the previous chapter, chapter 18. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, in life, you do find that happen. But there's great application to the Lord Jesus Christ here, isn't there? There is a friend. And isn't it great that we can have Jesus as our friend? And there's no faith like this on the face of this earth, that we can have the God who created all things, takes on flesh, dwells as a man, and talks as a man in some respects. He certainly uses vocalization as a man, but he speaks with authority, and that's the difference. And that we can relate to him. He sticketh closer than a friend. Okay, and then a brother, I should say. And then this is about the wife finding a good thing, which is a great message in itself, isn't it? That we have this opportunity to live in God's will and find a wife. And that's a wonderful thing. So here we are down here, chapter 19, 1 through 19. Personal character, humility, meekness, and gentleness. And I went through the chapter and I sort of went through in my mind and just thought about all the character that's in there. Some verses duplicate some of these ideas. So the personal walk, you're living with wealth and poverty. How do you proceed? Obviously, with wealth, there are temptations. And with poverty, there is the possibility that you blame God. With wealth, there is the opportunity that you think too much of yourself and your own power and your station in life, and you think you don't need God because you've got your heaven on earth now, right? Personal integrity as a witness. That's really fascinating to me that we have, that it comes up in this, and it comes up previously too in other chapters, but the point is concerning the character, that as a witness, we've got to be so careful how we witness and how we state facts and what we notice and what we record. Personal wisdom and understanding. Personal discretion. Responsibility of parents. Oh man, there's something. Who is the perfect parent? Well, I'm afraid it's a bit of a learning experience that, isn't it? We've got to work at that. Need for good use of time. Oh, that comes up, you know. Being good people and stewards of our time. That's hard. Responsibility to the poor comes up here. Responsibility to control anger. And then there is this other portion here, which I've mentioned up here on our diagram concerning Solomon and a king's son. Let's have a look at chapter 19. Let's read it together. Better is the poor. This is verse 1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. He that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. And if you read Bullinger's notes on this, he interjects, and then he that is perverse and rich. You know, the adversity between the poor in the notes, he thinks what's being got at is the rich. Although it doesn't say that, right? It does not say that. Then he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Don't you just love the way the proverbial writers, the people who are the scribes and write these things down, inspired? Just straight language, man. Very refreshing to hear straight language. Today we're so politically correct, we can't even say what is. Here, quite the opposite. Verse 2, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. Boy, again, this idea that being too rash and too quick, generally speaking, not a good idea. Consider before you open your mouth. Consider before you run to do something. Consider. And usually, you'll refrain yourself. It's going to be better not to. And then it says this in verse 3, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Notice the way the heart is inclined. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The heart is where the seat of emotions, where the fallenness of man is massaged and is worked on. And it says this, wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Now, notice how that's stated. It's like a fact. We all recognize the fact. Wealth maketh many friends. Yeah, but what kind of friends? You see, many times the friends are there just for personal gain. They're just for a free ride, right? They're trying to get something for nothing. But the poor is separated from his neighbor. Now, what that does to the poor depends on the will of the poor, right? The poor could react in the right way, or actually too can react in the wrong way. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. That's a comfort, don't you think? Because we see with our eyes and we think that people are getting away with a lot. In the end, it's not going to happen. There is a rule. And that's going to happen. And okay, you may not see it. It's going to happen. Right? What you shall sow, so shall ye reap. It's going to reap at some stage. Now, it doesn't mean to say you're going to see it, but it will happen. And it says, many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him. What's going on over here? Let's go back here. And it says, many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. That's right. Again, the nature of man is there, and we can utilize that for good too, right? You can utilize that idea of giving gifts to actually influence people in the right way. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. Oh, that affects me a lot. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. Is it part of the fallenness of man, isn't it? Right there. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. It's a sad fact of the human nature. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Keepeth it. So you look for wisdom and you keep understanding. You keep it to yourself. And make sure you fold it in with all that you have learnt before. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. The lake of fire for all the liars, right? In that context, I'm talking about a special context. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. In your station of life, you've got to acknowledge this. Delight is not seemly for a fool. Because we know it's not true. It's not true. Much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger. Look at this. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and is the glory, it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Grace, man! Isn't that true? Have you seen that happen? Have you seen where it happens in life that really this person deserves a good boot up the rear end? Right? Really deserves it. But for future consequences and for future action and for the benefit of this person, it's been passed over. Now, that person, if he or she is wise, will acknowledge this and will change their character. But a fool will not. A fool will not. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. Just a fact, right? The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion. Lion, the king of the beasts. I saw a There's some interesting YouTube things where, of course, I'm interested in the character of animals and humans. And there's this interesting thing there where it shows some tourists who go for some sort of expedition through a part of Africa. And they're watching this single lion. He got a prey. He got it for himself, man. He took down a prey and he was starting to munch on it. And then all around him came these hyenas coming around. And they started pecking away at him, you know, having a go at the lion. And then he opened his mouth, man. Oh, man, it was so loud. It was just huge. And these hyenas went, boom. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. Nice and cool and refreshing with the grass. Beautiful. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. This is where problems to do with the family can come about. We've got to work on these things. Take our responsibilities seriously. It goes both ways, right? There's going to be cases where some of the children are simply disobedient and they give way to their fallen nature. It's not anything to do with you as a parent. Unfortunately, this child is just going to decide to go his or her own way, right? As the song goes. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Prudent wife. Yeah. Looks in all directions, careful. Maintains things. That's from the Lord. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep. Boy. And an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Yeah. Paul talks about this, you know. A man doesn't work, neither should he eat. Very interesting the way Paul reacted to the Corinthians. He would not be at charges to them. He went out and made his tents. He could be right to take from them because the workman is worthy of his hire. But if the group is not wise, is not itself developed and mature, spiritually mature, then see what they're like and do something that they can't put their finger on you. So that's right. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his way shall die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. Look at the language here. This is interesting language. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. Well, if you lend something to the Lord, then there's going to be payback, isn't it? You lend, and then there's going to be payback. The way that it's written here indicates that at some stage, the Lord is going to give back. Now, what he gives back, we don't know, right? It doesn't mean to say he's going to give back money or give back exactly what you gave to the poor, whether it be food or whatever. But he's going to give back. And that which he hath given, will he pay him again. Chasten the son while there is hope. What does that mean, while there is hope? Well, there's time for him to change. There's going to be some sins that there's no coming back from. It's an important lesson to learn, isn't it, right? There are certain things that you can make mistakes in life, and unfortunately that's it for your life. A terrible thing, isn't it? That some people, they make a huge mistake in their life, and it's with them for the rest of their time. I knew a lady in my experience who made the mistake of having an abortion. She made that mistake. She was a lovely lady, I mean, but she made that mistake, and she told me, and she said, you know, this was with her, just daily with her. Mistake. She made that mistake. She listened to the wrong voice, right? And she made a mistake, and then it was with her. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment. For if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment. For if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. They don't learn, you see. They just don't learn. And so you've got to repeat over and over again the same thing. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Look at that. Isn't that interesting? That there is a looking forward to the latter end, and if you set yourself up well, then at the latter end, you could have all this understanding and wisdom. You could be set up for the latter end. You know, and I think about the idea of the running of the race. Along the way, there can be mistakes, right? If the race is long enough, you might make a few mistakes along the path, and you might do something, but you might even trip over along the race. But if you keep your eye on the mark, you could, at the end, you can come out first place. There are many devices in man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. There are many devices in man's heart. Yeah, many of them, man. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. So you may have a lot of people got like ideas, and they may have influences in this life. They may oppose you in your belief in God and Jesus, his son. But in the end, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. Straight language again, man. I love that. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. Fear of the Lord. You think about how many people today who are in places of influence show no fear of God whatsoever. And the end is death. And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. That's in an ultimate sense. There are plenty of believers who in many ways do suffer evil. But compared to those people who are fighting against God, their end is going to be without resurrection to life. At least the believer in the end will gain life eternal. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Look at that. Slothful man. He's slothful in many respects, but with his mouth he speaks and he kills himself. Right? Smite a scorner. Now look at this. And the simple will be aware. Now look at this. I read this at the beginning, right? In Acts 13. Look what it says here. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. Now you think of this, right? You have this Elymas, the sorcerer. He speaks with a big mouth. Oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil. This is how Paul speaks. Notice the way a wise man speaks at times. At times. Thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. This is a picture of Israel. When Israel was judged and the mystery was revealed to Paul the prisoner, this is Israel. And the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. And it says in Proverbs, smite a scorner, that's Elymas, and the simple will be aware, Sergius Paulus. Right? And it goes on and says, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Someone that already has understanding, you can reprove those, and they increase in their understanding and knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. It's an awful thing to see parents being disrespected by children. It's a terrible thing, man. It's one of the worst things you'll ever see, but it happens. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Look at this. This is another one of these big verses. Right, look at this. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. You see, that's what we have done here in America. All right, let me just tell you this. As a recent American citizen, someone that comes from a different country and comes here and is just enamored by a lot of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all the great things that men in the past, men and women, stood for to establish a free nation. Look at this. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. That's what we have done in America. We have put our children into places that have been teaching false history, false ideas about creation, false ideas about the Lord our Savior. And we have done it to ourselves. We have done it to ourselves. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err. Man, you don't see that? Man, that just speaks to me, man. That summarizes the whole situation, man. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners. Look at this. They're scorning today, aren't they? And stripes for the back of fools. Straight language, man. That's where it's at. Man, I'll tell you. Straight down the line. Straight down the line. Let us pray. Our God and Father, we thank Thee for this great chapter, Lord, in Proverbs, and we think of its tremendous application, that of character. We need to build up our own character, the character in our sons and daughters, Lord, and our friends. Let us be good examples, and we pray, Lord, for understanding as we go through this life, that in our latter end, we will be wise. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.